Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is refreshing!
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hey moms, dads, teachers, and coaches. Visit PNCAchieversBaltimore.com and nominate a local high school lacrosse player who demonstrates excellent leadership qualities in the classroom, community, and on the field. Every Tuesday from March 3rd to May 19th, we will be highlighting a PNC Achiever on air and online.
From the Anderson Automotive Studios, this is WJZ-FM, Catonsville, Baltimore's sports talk at 105.7 and always live on the free Odyssey app. From the OuchGuy.com sports desk, here's Joe LaCroix.
Over the weekend, your Baltimore Ravens finished off their 2026 draft, adding a host of new faces to the flock, led by first-round pick Vega Ione, a guard from Penn State. Overall, Baltimore finished the draft with 11 new players and then signed 16 undrafted players who will vie for a spot on the roster this summer. But the weekend was not only a milestone moment for the guys that got picked, it was also the first draft for rookie head coach Jesse Minter. Here's Coach on what it was like to be in the war room over the weekend.
Yeah, it was incredible. Really cool situation to kind of see the team come together. You know, when you go into it, there's, I think, you know, 50 so players on our team, and you add 11, and then obviously we'll add more the rest of the day. That'll be really exciting when we look out there and there's 90 guys on the roster.
Up next for Minter and the Ravens coaching staff, rookie minicamp this weekend. And yesterday at the Yard, the Birds dropped another series, losing the rubber match to the Red Sox 5-3. Birds starter Kyle Bradish with another up-and-down performance. He'd give up 3 earned runs over 5 innings and also walk 4 as his record falls to 1-3 on the season. The Baltimore offense didn't do much to help him out as they struggled against Boston starter Connelly early. He would pitch 6 2/3, a 4-hit ball, giving up just a pair of earned runs in the form of solo homers to Sam Basayo and Gunnar Henderson. The O's are now 13-15 on the season. They'll look their wounds today before welcoming the Astros to Baltimore for a 3-game series beginning Tuesday evening. Your Monday forecast from the Bob Bell Kia Nissan of Essex Weather Center. Mostly sunny skies, highs around 70.
This Fan Flash is sponsored by the Maryland Lottery. Play home run riches from the Maryland Lottery. You could win instantly or win cash for Orioles home runs as a contestant of the game. Please play responsibly.
I'm Joe LaCroix, Ravens Terps, and you're home for the most Orioles coverage. We are 105.7 The Fan.
A cop, a coach, a con man, and an average Joe. The Big Bad Morning Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Connor, Ravens' most impressive pick. Ed, I'm going fourth round. I think Elijah Surratt was to get that guy in the fourth round. Again, this is not the best player drafted, the most impressive pick. And one thing I will agree with Trippy, I think when you go back-to-back and stack wide receivers like that, Jacoby Lane, and then come right back in the next round, Elijah Surratt, I think wide receivers on the roster right now need to look over their shoulder. Of course, not Zay. I'm not talking about that. I'm going to get to your third and fourth guys. When you stack wide receivers like that, I think that's a message. But my most impressive pick, Ed, getting Indiana wide receiver Elijah Surratt in the fourth round. What's yours?
Mine is Zion Young. For him, he fell to him in second, but I think he fills a huge need. I know, you know, they pick up Hendrickson. Of course, you have Green. But the Zion Young, I didn't think he'd be there, honestly, because he's a pretty complete edge player. You know, obviously, can pressure, you know, the quarterback, but actually sets a really good edge. And I just think he's going to see some playing time this year as a rookie. And I was really happy to pick him up.
Yours, Jerry?
I'll go with Jacoby Lane. I think people are going to be pleasantly surprised when they see this guy get out there. Catch radius. He makes very difficult catches, which is why I think they're going to see him used in the red zone quite a bit. I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up stealing some more playing time. And don't forget, with this new system, it's you're going to see a rotation of wide receivers, so guys will be on the field.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about him stealing somebody's rotation. That goes back again to what was said, two segments ago. There are guys on this roster in that wide receiver room. This is a new offense. This is a new coach. So I think if your name is not Zay Flowers and you're coming into this offense, Ed, then you have an advantage because you don't have to unlearn the previous offense.
Yeah, and there's a lot to be said for fresh eyes from a coaching staff. He's got no obligation, no allegiance to anybody. Because it's human nature just to, you know, be prejudiced one way or another, liking someone too much or disliking them for no good reason. Now you don't have any. You don't have any history with these guys. You come in and you're hopefully just looking at straight up talent, how they can, you know, help the team. So I think having a whole new staff, a new offensive coordinator, a new head coach, all that really helps.
Want to hear from you, 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. What's the Ravens' most impressive pick? Hey, you said Elijah Young. I mean, I'm sorry, Zion Young.
Zion Young.
What do you like about him the most?
I like that he's a complete edge player. He's not, you know, because I was excited about Hendrickson getting picked up, but, you know, if we're going to go back over that painful history, Crosby's a better player because he's a complete player. Crosby's also good against the run. If you look at Zion Young's history, he's got a ton of tackles for loss out of his, it's like 20 to 25% of his total tackles are for loss. So to me, that means that's a guy that's really good against, you know, edge run, people running to the edge.
To back up what you're saying, last year he had 42 tackles, 16 and a half of those were for losses.
Yeah.
Jeremy, does it concern you the fact that he only had 6.5 sacks?
No, I mean, look, you're bringing him into and fitting into what I believe this system is going to be on defense. And I don't know. I don't have any questions about it until we see it. Watching a guy like Owe leave here and go to the Chargers and all of a sudden be exactly the player you thought you drafted at the end of the first round.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5. Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I have hopes that he knows how to develop these guys and work with them and put them in situations to succeed.
What are you most impressed about Jacoby Lane?
I mean, if you look at, by the way, he had a, not that you're just going to compare these two, but he had a catch like Odell Beckham's. I think the hands there are just tough.
6'4".
Yeah, and again, like making contested catches. I mean, Flacco and Bolden had a little rapport that went, he didn't catch all of them, but you had 11 touchdowns, zero interceptions for that playoff run. And throughout that year and leading through the postseason, there were a lot of 50-50 balls that were thrown up. I don't remember Anquan Bolden not coming down with most of those.
Elijah Surratt led FBS with 15 receiving touchdowns. The man knows how to get in the end zone. He averaged 13 yards a catch. He had 15 receiving touchdowns. Started 14 games with a national champion. That's a big play wide receiver, man. You have 65 catches, 15 for touchdowns. And you're talking about a guy, Ed, who, as Jeremy said, they had a lot of mouths to feed in Indiana. in terms of receivers. Yeah, he still has 65 catches and 15 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
So he, you know, while Mendoza is trying to feed, Surratt took the food.
That's what I'm saying. When you get on that side of the field, I mean, because I wouldn't call Surratt a big play receiver. I don't think he's a guy that's going to be catching 60-yard bombs.
Yeah, you're right.
Not to say that that can't happen. I mean, we've seen it. Mark Andrews has called a touchdown and ran it all the way in from, you know, 50, 60 yards out. We've seen that happen. But the point is, like, when they get down near the red zone, you have a guy in Mendoza that didn't throw for a ton of yards. Look at how many touchdowns he had in this season.
See, I think there are two different types of big plays there. The big plays for yardage and big plays for impact. I think he's an impact big play. When you have 15 touchdowns, you know, that's a huge impact to the offense. I agree with Jeremy. He averaged only 13 yards a catch, but I think he's a guy that's going to make you some third down catches, some contested catches, a big red zone guy.
I agree with you. And again, if you're going to go back to the a lot of mouths to feed, he was playing opposite Omar Cooper. And when the guy went to the Jets, that guy's, you know, 69 catches, you know, almost 1,000 yards, 13 touchdowns. So you're talking about a really prolific passing game. So I think he was a great pick, actually, Surratt, because then Cooper was, you know, the number one there. But he went in the first round to the Jets.
Looking at the rest of the division, do you like what the Ravens did, Jeremy, compared to the rest of the division?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm still the Steelers, like, they missed out on getting a wide receiver, and then they drafted somebody that I liked right after that. Here, I'll find it in a second. And don't forget, they traded for Michael Pittman Jr. They still got to figure out who's throwing the damn football. But with the rest of the teams, Cincinnati, I'm still, like, I'm glad you got a good player on the, oh, they got Jeremy Bernard out of Alabama. Another player that I liked in this draft. And I always look at whenever the Steelers draft wide receivers, it's like, pay attention to it because they usually find good ones.
They develop them. Yeah, well, they develop them somehow. They do.
So I look at them. But again, like I asked this question of somebody else. The Ravens have to be the front runner in this division. I don't know who's quarterbacking for the Steelers. I can't pick them. Cincinnati, people always want to lift them up because they got the best receiver in football. You got one of the best quarterbacks.
And Joe Burrow misses more games than Lamar.
They do this every single year. And until that defense is better, that cat can't come out and throw the ball 50 times a game and win consistently.
And Cleveland?
It's Cleveland. I'm not even trying to be rude. Like, I think Cleveland has the best roster of any of those other teams.
But no quarterback. Which is proof that quarterback is the most important.
The Steelers
important
have
position.
More quarterbacks than the damn. Because I don't trust any of those cats. And if I'm Cleveland, you know how I feel about this. I'm going into the season to see what I got with Sanders.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Screw. But Deshaun Watson's going to get the chance.
Because of the money.
Yeah.
Hey, look, you favor wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the Browns. What about Concepcion? Were you surprised it took him that high?
No, because he was look, there were a couple of receivers at A&M that you could look at and go, okay, these guys are special. Concepcion was just off the charts. One of those guys, I don't want to compare him to Puka because it's unfair to compare him to some of these guys, but I think he's a really good player and it's going to play at this level.
Mary Kay Cabot joins us at 7:45, but on the other side, what positions do the Ravens still need to shore up in free agency? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Big Bad Morning Show. Vinny and Haney. Inside access. Live on YouTube weekdays 6 till 6. Search Baltimore 105.7 The Fan. Subscribe for daily shorts right to your phone and never miss what you miss. 105.7 The Fan.
Hey, we all know real estate agents, right? Let me tell you about the one I trust and recommend. His name is Vinny Steele. It's Rob Long. And for years, I've been telling you about Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty because his results and guarantees are truly different. Vinny sells homes 2.8 times faster and for 3.1% more than the average agent. On a home sold for $400,000, that's about $12,400 more in your pocket. Vinny has over 12,700 buyers waiting, which means your home may already be sold. Vinny Steele has helped thousands of families over 23 years in real estate. That means your home sold guaranteed or Vinny will buy it at a price and time frame agreeable to you. Take it from me. When you're ready to sell your Maryland or Lower Pennsylvania home, do your homework and call the expert I trust. Call or text Vinny Steele, 410-793-1801. That's 410-793-1801. Or visit VinnySteele.com. That's VinnySteele.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat. A place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.